Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll take a look at the week in front of us. And we think it's going to be a bearish week, and we'll take you through all the bearish signals that we see. Today is the 3rd of October. Let's take a look at the dairy market. Last week seems to be the first week of a more bearish market. With prices for cheese, butter and skim milk powder all correcting down, it seems that fundamentally the market is showing its long-expected correction. The biggest question on the minds of many is how quick and how low prices can fall. We have seen corrections before in the previous months, but they were all followed by a quick recovery as well. But the question now is this correction different? In our view, the answer to the above question is yes. We think that we are seeing a few differences compared to the previous corrections earlier in the year. Number one is the weaker liquid market. The previous corrections that we've seen for commodities over the last 12 months all occurred due to a lower demand for the commodity itself. But demand for liquids always stayed strong. With high spot prices for raw milk, skim milk, concentrate and cream, the lower prices in butter, skim and cheese were not supported by the prices seen in the liquid market. But last week, all liquids that we hear about traded lower, some more significant than others. We hear factories are trying to keep milk out of commodity production as they see more seasonal milk coming and lower demand for the commodities they make. A second difference in the correction that we're seeing today is that all commodities feel weaker at the same time. The previous corrections occurred by commodity, so either cheese, skim milk powder or butter showed a correction, but the other commodities held their ground. But we now see a weak outlook for all three commodities that we broker. It suggests that producers have no option to switch production to a different commodity that has a stronger demand, balancing out the weaker returning commodity against the stronger returning commodity. A third difference with corrections that we've seen earlier in the year is that the spot demand also feels weak. We have seen the market show firm corrections over the last 12 months, but most corrections showed on the back end of the forward curve, showing a strong backwardation. We still see that the market on all three commodities is showing a very strong backwardation, but now spot demand also feels a lot weaker. We haven't seen the weak demand translated back into fast declining prices in the spot market yet, but we do have the feeling stocks are building and pressure on spot prices will be building as well. The fourth reason why we think that this correction is different than earlier ones is that we now, for the first time, see factual confirmation of lower demand. Export numbers are reported down 16%, whilst import numbers are up. German butter retail is down 30%, on which the effect is most felt by producers of premium brands like Kerrygold and Lurpak. Inflation across Europe has been high for a while, but energy prices have been the biggest part of the inflation. But in the most recent numbers, it's also the fast increasing cost of food that are a big contributor to the higher inflation. It's only since a few weeks or months that the consumers are faced with the higher cost of dairy commodities that we have been seeing for already 12 months. And the final big difference with the current price correction is the stronger dollar. And although the dollar came down a bit at the end of last week, it is still up against most foreign currencies. A strong dollar has always been bearish for commodity prices worldwide, as most commodities are priced and paid in dollars. Tomorrow, the GDT might show if countries in Asia and Africa are impacted by the strong dollar. So, as said at the beginning, we expect again a bearish week. The biggest question mark we have now is how strong the spot market might react. Is the pressure for close buy big enough to pull the floor we have had over the last weeks and months under the commodity prices? If so, that will mean that we'll see yellow cheeses like Gouda and Edam trade below 5 euros, butter prices for Polish and Dutch will trade well below 7 euros, and skim milk powder prices might trade below 3,500. For butter and S&P, we think we will see prices go down, but cheese, we might need another 2 to 3 weeks for the full effect of the changing market to be felt. Last week, butter prices have come down strong. The biggest impact could be felt in Q1 and Q2 of 2023. We have traded a good 500 metric tons last week, with prices for Q1 as low as 6,600 euros and Q2 as low as 6,500 euros. We even heard slightly lower sales were done. Prices for close by kept relatively firm, but for November and December we see price indications well below 7 euros as well. The biggest question sellers have is why cream prices are kept relatively firm compared to the market sentiment. However, we do understand that cream prices on Friday were trading also quite significantly lower. We start the day for the butter market with the following bits. We have a buyer in Q1 at a price of 65.75 for 6 trucks German Belgium Dutch. In Q2, we have the same buyer for 6 trucks at 64.75. And for Q3, we have a buyer for 6 trucks at 6,300 euros. For November-December, we also still have buyers who are targeting prices close to 6,800 euros. Sellers are also still around. We have a seller in Q1 at a price of 6,700 euros for German Belgium Dutch fresh. And we have a seller for 2 trucks of Glambia sweet cream butter for September collection at a price of 68.50. Ex-Works Ireland. The cheese market was also showing a big correction last week. Where prices in the week before traded still as high as 50-50 ex-works, we saw the price for Gouda go as low as 5.04 and Edam prices well below 5 euros. We hear prices for cheddar kept relatively stable, but mozzarella prices were also coming down and were trading well below 5 euros. We hear that the first producers are starting to offer November-December contracts, all well below 5 euros, as low as 48.50 ex works. Spot prices for Gouda are still offered relatively high, between 5.05 and 51.50. It seems that the demand from the export destinations is starting to decline and the impact for available volumes in the EU is starting to be felt. We start the day with the following markets. We have an offer for 3 trucks of mozzarella in Q4 at 49.50. We have a bid for 2 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality from Gut von Holstein at 5.04 for October. We have a bid for 6 trucks of Gouda slicing quality in Q4 at a price of 4,900 euros. And we have a bid for 1-2 trucks Gouda 48 slicing quality German origin October loading at a price of 49.90 delivered to the Netherlands. The powder market last week came down, but it was mostly visible in the future markets. Already for a while, we have had a hard time connecting buyers for physical product with sellers for physical product. But on the EEX, that did not seem to be a problem, and prices went up as high as 38.20 for Q1. But it traded as low as 36.80 on Friday again. On the physical market, we did not manage to get any trades done, but we do see offers coming down to more realistic levels. Producers themselves are also coming down, back to levels below 3,700 euros, confirming the fact that sales from their side is also very slow. Despite the weaker euro, sales are hard to strike as demand isn't great on the export markets either. We start the week as follows. We have an offer for 300 metric tons of whey powder, Irish origin for Q4 collection at a price of 1,250 euros ex-works Ireland. We have an offer for 200-300 metric tons of German skim, medium heat, just below 3,700 euros ex-works for November and December. We have an offer for 300 metric tons in Q4 for Solarec S&P medium heat at a price of $36.80. And we have an offer for 1 to 200 metric tons of non-standardized Polish S&P with 36% protein as is at $35.80 ex works. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this is the first time you've heard our podcast and you liked it and you want to hear it every day, please subscribe using your favorite podcast app and pressing the follow button. If you have any feedback, any remarks, or anything to add to our podcast, feel free to send an email to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And for now, we thank you for listening. We wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.